All right, welcome back to Unleashed, the most legit Celtics podcast in the game. That's a fact, by the way. So if anyone ever walks up to you on the street, and I'm sure this is going to happen to you multiple times in your life, they ever walk up to you on the street and say, hey, what's the most legit Celtics podcast? You tell them Unleashed. We got episode number 66 today, and we're talking Jaylen Brown, but 66 is kind of close to 666. And somehow, some way, Kyrie Irving has made his way into our agenda today. Coincidence? I don't really think so. But we will get into the Kyrie Irving situation. What he had said, it involves Kemba Walker. It involves maybe a little one-on-one game that they're going to play for Instagram viewers. We'll get into it. But we're talking Jaylen Brown first. And before we dig into Jaylen Brown, I want to talk about how this Jaylen Brown-focused episode came about. And, you know, I've spent the last couple episodes thanking you at the beginning, saying, hey, you guys are really driving the content here. There's no live Celtics. There's no, live NBA or live sports going on right now. So you guys have been exponentially helpful in driving the content and telling me what you want to talk about. And this fellow just simply asked on the last YouTube video, on the last episode that we did, saying, hey, can you do an episode on Jaylen Brown? And the answer to that is yes, it's right here because, like I said, no current Celtics to talk about, no current event sports to talk about, really. So, and especially NBA. So, sure, I want to hear from you guys. This is a podcast from me to you by all of us. That makes sense? So we're talking Jaylen Brown. We got two parts here that we're talking about. The first, and we have an awesome voicemail to play that was sent in for this episode. So the first part of this is Jaylen Brown. Why are people still sleeping on him in this league? Why is he not, you know, completely regarded as maybe not a star just yet, but why is he not even regarded as like, a future perennial all-star or just a star, a constant star? Because I don't think he is. I think Celtics fans definitely think he's going to get there. But hell, I would even say Celtics fans might not be completely sold on this kid, which to me, it doesn't really make sense. If you've been listening, you know, for a while or watching the streams for years, the post-game streams, or just following me along on Twitter for years, I've had my ups and downs with Jaylen Brown. In fact, last season when he got benched, I was like, this is a good move. He isn't playing well. Yada, yada, yada. Ended up fighting his way back, and look at him now. So, why are people still sleeping on him? It doesn't make sense. Is it right to be sleeping on him? No, because you're going to wake up to a nightmare that is Jaylen Brown if you're not a Celtics fan. He is the type of player that if you tell him he can't do something, he comes back and does it. Think about what people have knocked him for. Shooting. Well, his rookie season, he shot 5 times a game, field goal percentage of 45%, three-point percentage of 34%. Few years later, now this season, before it was cut short or suspended, what have you, shooting 10 times more a game, 15 shots a game, shooting almost 50% from the floor, and 38 from three. That was his big knock, inconsistent jump shot. Jaylen Brown takes one thing and says, nope, if you don't think I'm good at that, well, I'm going to show you. And whether it's not he, you know, he's listening to people saying that or he's just got the self-awareness to work on it, either way, he's getting better. You know, another thing is his basketball sort of decision-making. He's got a good basketball IQ. I don't want to say that. But his decision-making and his playmaking ability, maybe we'll lump these into one, is something that we've seen improve, you know, at a rapid pace, even from last year to this year alone. Jaylen Brown could have been, for argument's sake here, could have been on a 5-on-1 fast break with the ball and somehow made the wrong play last season. There were so many times, and if we want to be realistic, there's so many 2-on-1 opportunities where he'd have the ball and he'd either, you know, take a forced layup, try and go for a stupid dunk, or pass the ball super, super late. And a 2-on-1, which should always result in 2 points at least, would result in nothing. This season, I've seen a complete 180 from him, to be honest. That was a huge, huge turnoff for me last year. And part of the reason when I say I've had ups and downs with him, part of the thing that I would get on the post-game streams, and, you know, if you're a longtime viewer, an OG of the streams, you know that I would harp on because it was so noticeable. The camera's zooming in on a 2-on-1. There's Jaylen Brown. He's got Jason Tatum with him. They're going up against, you know, freaking Muggsy Bogues. And Jaylen Brown somehow makes the wrong decision and the ball starts going the other way. Not this season. Not this season whatsoever. You know, he still has some work to do there. By no means am I saying Jaylen Brown's now the perfect player. He's taken every criticism and said, nope, I'm just going to get better. No, Jaylen Brown still has plenty of work to do. in terms of, you know, getting to that absolute lock-in of a star, but he's gotten better and better at things like passing, decision-making, jump shots. He's become a better defender. He's become bigger and stronger. Like, he's a guy that you don't know what you're getting as a finished result. And I say that in the most respect and, like, positive way possible. And let me go off on a tangent here. Jason Tatum, you know exactly what you're getting from him if he works out. He is going to be a legendary Hall of Fame type scorer. Now, I'm not saying that's all Jason Tatum can do, but that is his forte. Let me ask you what Jaylen Brown's forte is. Or would you say, maybe he's just like that, you know, all around two-way guy. Yeah, like what if Jaylen Brown works out to what he should be or could be? He can do everything superbly. You know, he's got the athleticism. He's got the strength, the defensive ability. You know, if his shooting gets there, everything. Jaylen Brown hasn't really scratched the surface or hasn't really played his cards yet into what he is as an NBA player. Which is interesting because, like I said, there's two parts to this. The second part of this, and we're going to play a voicemail before we get to this, is who do I believe in? And I asked a few of you guys too, and you responded with who you think Jaylen Brown's sort of player comparison is. And we have who he was compared to at the time of the draft, and we'll revisit that too. But you don't know what you're getting from Jaylen Brown entirely, which is unbelievable. I say that with all the positivity in the world because he's the gamble. And sometimes, guess what, guys? Sometimes that big gamble, like Danny Ainge, like the Celtics organization did, they paid him some big bucks on the gamble. Sometimes that gamble pays off. Believe it or not, you do win some bets. Speaking of bets, last episode we talked about the Michael Jordan documentary. Go check out last episode if you hadn't, episode number 65. But I just wanted to go off on the tangent and say you don't know what you're getting from Jaylen Brown, and that's a good thing because you know what you have. You know what you have from him, and it's not a bad player. Not a bad player whatsoever. You don't fully know what you're getting from him, and I'm excited to see where that goes because if you're like me, if you believe in the kid, you realize that him at the pace he's growing and the work he's clearly putting in, the sky really is the limit for the kid. So let's play a voicemail. We got an awesome, awesome voicemail in. If you want to leave a voicemail for next episode, it's 617-302-6363. Let's play this voicemail because brings up a couple really interesting points here that I want to elaborate on. So here we go.
Hey, Evan. This is Milo Luciano from Oakdale, Connecticut. I coach at St. Thomas More Prep School. I don't ever really speak on anything. I don't really care what other people's opinions are, care to argue. But I came across your tweet. Jaylen Brown is so interesting. I think he's massively underappreciated, and I think he has as high of a ceiling as almost like any, you know, two-way versatile wing. I think he can guard 1 through 4, and I think that he'll have the potential to, you know, continue to do that for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more years. Skill set's only gone up. He's a crazy athlete in transition. He's highly coordinated, so I think he can learn anything. I mean, he's so good in space. He can create his own shot. His play on the perimeter is really consistent now. I mean, I think he'll be good. I think, I think he has a higher ceiling than Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum's a little more ready now. You know, a lot of guys don't have the benefit of working with someone like Drew Hanlon since they're in sixth grade. You know, I mean, he's just so polished. But I think Brown will be really, really good. And so there you go. That's my thing. Thanks. I enjoyed thinking about this. Thanks.
All right, so first thing there, Miley, you mentioned you don't like to, you know, argue your opinion or anything like that. You're very welcome to call into the show anytime you want because I can tell you know your stuff and you're a basketball coach, so you clearly know your stuff. But on top of that, the point you're bringing up, you can't really argue. So Jaylen Brown, underappreciated. Fact. This guy is so underappreciated. But then you bring up what I really think is the mean potatoes, call it, of your point. The Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown comparison. Jason Tatum has a higher floor right now, without question. If you were to build an NBA team just based off of what guys have accomplished or what they've shown, not accomplished, what they've shown, anybody would take Jason Tatum over Jaylen Brown because of what he is right now. What if I told you Jaylen Brown works out to be a hell Kawhi Leonard in 3 years? If you had that little tidbit of information, what do you think people are taking? You know, it's a little bit different. So I feel like people miss that point when they start to think about Jaylen Brown. Because everyone's, and me too, I fall right into this bucket. everyone falls into the glamour that is Jason Tatum in terms of, look at that sidestep, look at this clutch shot, look at him dunk on LeBron, yada, yada, yada. He is the guy that's playing better basketball right now. But if you're talking ceiling, I don't see how you can ignore Jaylen Brown. You're not wrong if you believe, like Milo, that Jaylen Brown may have a higher ceiling than Jason Tatum. You can't be argued because you're talking about the unknown, which is exactly what I love about Jaylen Brown. I know that sounds weird, but the best thing about Jaylen Brown is what he can be. And that's not a knock because he's a plenty good player right now. Like he'd be a starter on every team in the league pretty much. So I'm not knocking Jaylen Brown by saying his best attribute is what he can be. That's just a testament to his work ethic, how much he's already improved. And like Milo mentions, he can learn things quickly. Like we've seen Jaylen Brown take flaws in his game and say, okay, they might not be perfect this upcoming season. I'm going to work on it this offseason. They might not be perfect, but you bet your bottom dollar they're going to be better than they were. And the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the stat sheet. The proof is in the eye test. Like, watch Jaylen Brown play and tell me he hasn't improved on his downfalls or his flaws. And that's what I love about him. I love the idea that Jaylen Brown can be anything. That's what you get when you have an absolute bona fide stud, superstar, star. Like, you have to do multiple things. And the fact that Jaylen Brown has the making to do a lot of things at a star level, I don't know. I know I'm reaching saying that he could be at that Kawhi level, but Jaylen Brown literally does so many things right and well, and he's getting better and better at not only the things that he does already, but is working on doing. That unknown is scary if you're not a Celtics fan. Celtics fans, we love it. We can't wait for it. But if you're a Clippers fan or a Nets fan or a Sixers fan or a Lakers fan or any other team in the league, you're going, oh boy, I hope Jaylen Brown doesn't work out. And again, that's what the Celtics organization took the gamble on. They know you're not paying him for his scoring right now. You're not paying him for his defense. You're not paying for him as athleticism. You're paying for the package that is Jaylen Brown. If a couple of those things take off like he has the potential to do, this guy is going to be dominant, and he could very well be better than Jason Tatum. I don't want that point from Milo here to go, you know, over-harped on. Like, that needs to be said because it's true. I'm a huge Jason Tatum fan. I believe in Jason Tatum. But that's not at all a slight towards Jaylen Brown. Like, Jaylen Brown could just as well go out there next season and be like, I'm older. Told you guys, I'm the better player. We don't know. So let's get into the second part of this here. The player comp part of it. Now, I tweeted it out and we got a few recurring names. So a couple of the big names that we got from you guys that tweeted back at me. Jaylen Brown, you know, play-wise is going to be a Vince Carter or Tracy McGrady or a Dwayne Wade. All of these are the disclaimer, a healthy Tracy McGrady, a healthy Dwayne Wade, a healthy Vince Carter. Now, I looked at his draft profile and his player comp around there. He was getting compared to the three names that I saw occurring often were Andre Iguodala, Jason Richardson, and Jimmy Butler. I don't think that those are far off, but I think Jaylen Brown could be better. Hell, I just spoiled that. I just told you Jaylen Brown could be Kawhi Leonard. Like, I don't think Jaylen Brown is necessarily... I don't think Jaylen Brown's able to be, you know, comped to one specific guy. Jaylen Brown could really turn into any player. Jaylen Brown, I think, is going to be a mixture of any of these names we mentioned. That's what I love about it. Spoiler alert. You might not like that answer, but Jaylen Brown? I think Jaylen Brown... You pick any good part of any NBA player out there, obviously that is in that sort of shooting guard, small forward vein. I think Jaylen Brown, you could pull a lot of his game and say there's potential there. We'll have to wait and see. Like, we're not going to get our answer. I would like the Dwayne Wade, Andre Iguodala combination. Throw Jimmy Butler out the window. Throw Tracy McGrady out the window. Throw Jason Richardson and Vince Carter out the window. Give me a Dwayne Wade and Andre Iguodala combination there. And that's what I see Jaylen Brown being. What do you think of that? Let me know in the comments or tweet me at FGuyBoston. Now let's move on to Kyrie Irving. And if you want my sort of more broken down and written response to this, head over to GuyBostonSports.com. I did the minute it came out, you know, kind of got my reaction out there. And it's blown up on the site right now. So go check it out. And I have a poll included. So if you don't want to read this blog, just go to GuyBostonSports.com, most recent article at the time of recording, and answer the poll because Kyrie Irving challenged Kemba Walker to a game of one-on-one. Now, everyone was like, oh, that would be cool to see. That was Kyrie's quote. He said, you know, I want that matchup. I know everyone wants to see it. True. But my first reaction was not, hey, I want to see that game too. My first reaction was, really, Kyrie? You've had the opportunity to play Boston. You've had the opportunity to play other teams that you left as well. And now it's like a one-on-one matchup where you'd have, one, no teammates, you'd have no fans, and it's on your terms, a one-on-one game, which you specialize in. That's when you want to play basketball, not, you know, fighting through a sore shoulder and playing in the TD Garden. It just kind of drove me nuts. Like, what is this guy's angle here? What is he thinking? Because, like I said, it's a one-on-one game, no teammates, no fans. You're not proving anything if you're Kyrie Irving here. You're not proving that, you know, oh, well, I'm the best because I beat Kemba Walker. No. And the one thing I mentioned in the blog, too, and I'll say it here again, you don't think Kyrie Irving realizes this is a Celtics versus him type of deal? Why would he pick Kemba Walker? It's not like, oh, just randomly pick Kemba Walker. No. This is his first tiptoe into the trying to get back at the haters. And that's real interesting because, you know, he's always been the guy that acknowledges that, you know, things are said about him, but almost acts like it doesn't bother him. Then why are you going out of your way to try and challenge the guy that replaced you? Weird move. Weird move. And the fact that he thinks he would prove something, like in Kyrie's little messed up mind, this guy thinks, if I beat Kemba Walker, I prove all those haters wrong. What are you talking about, dude? There's no other reason he would challenge Kemba Walker to a game of one-on-one. That would be the weirdest coincidence of all time if he was like, yeah, I'm gonna challenge the guy that replaced me just because. No, it has to do with the sort of F you to everyone that likes Kemba over Kyrie. But then we fall back on the idea of, why do we like Kemba over Kyrie? Because he's a better teammate. He's better. He makes everyone around him better. Why does a game of one-on-one matter? And whether or not Kyrie Irving beats Kemba Walker in that, it shouldn't change our opinion on, you know, anything, which it won't. No one's going to be like, all right, I'm a fan of Kyrie. He just beat Kemba Walker. I hated him. I hated his guts. But now he beat Kemba Walker one-on-one. I'm back on the Kyrie train. No one's going to think that. You know, Kyrie Irving's already dead to you if he's dead to you. A game of one-on-one sure as shit isn't going to matter. We still will love Kemba. And, you know, I hate to give my opinion here. Kemba Walker is winning the poll right now. And like I mentioned, I say I don't want to, you know, chalk this one up to Kyrie, but I do think Kyrie's probably the better one-on-one player than Kemba. I think they both are, like, they're both equal when in terms of five-on-five scoring. I think Kemba Walker is, you know, right there with Kyrie. Kyrie's right there with Kemba Walker in terms of five-on-five scoring. I mean, Kyrie Irving in one-on-one, I feel like that's exactly what he specializes in. And Kemba Walker, too, but you throw in the size and Kyrie being able to probably shoot over him. It's like, I don't know. So I wouldn't discount the idea that Kemba Walker can win this one-on-one game. But I would just preemptively say, I don't throw any weight into the victor. So even if Kemba Walker beats Kyrie Irving, I wouldn't be like, told you, you stink, Kyrie. No, either way, I don't think differently of either player. And you shouldn't either. Like I started this saying, Kyrie Irving just proved everyone right. He thinks his way to get back at Boston is to beat a guy, one, that they love, two, show that he's best with no teammates on the floor, and three, play in front of no crowd, no real-life audience. What are you thinking, Kyrie? It proves nothing other than you are better with no team, if you win, assuming. You are better with no team. You are better when there's no fans heckling you. And, oh, it proves that you can score. We didn't realize that. Just, I don't know. It was kind of crazy to think about because I don't know. It's still going to stick with me. Why Kemba? If he's going to deny that it's a Boston versus Kyrie thing, why pick Kemba? I don't know. You let me know what you think at FGuyBoston on Twitter. You can comment on this YouTube page if you are watching. Make sure you're subscribed if you're watching. If you're listening, please consider heading over to YouTube and finding the Guy Boston Sports channel and subscribing. But if you are comfortable listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Overcast, Stitch, or anywhere like that, make sure you're following us along or subscribing and leaving ratings and reviews and sharing it around. It definitely helps a ton. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and till next time.